Hello?
Hi, this is Mike from Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Is this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote?
For which person you're asking?
All right. Which way are you more likely to vote? Yes.
I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris.
Thank you. All right. Which is the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? To fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Second, to stop Texas, show me your papers. Low, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person doesn't have proof of citizenship on them. Third one, to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if have mental history. Next one, to support public schools by stopping the diversion to of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Next one, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans, or to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable.
I'm going to say all of them. Can I say all of them?
Just to confirm, you will need to choose just one of them. I do appreciate that answer, but we need to choose just one of them.
Just one.
Yes.
It's so hard because there's so many reasons. I'm going to go.
Correct. So,
I'm torn between the school vouchers and of the abortion. I'll go with abortion.
Okay. Thank you. Just give me one. One moment, please. Let me just
More than one answer.
No, no problem. So, as I mentioned, so you may need to select within the seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates, right?
Right.
So that's basically the equation.
Yeah. Yes. So
okay.
The abortion.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. And which is the next biggest motivator to fix the electric grid, to make it more?
I would say the school voucher program.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. For quality purposes, I have to read you all of the options all over again. I understand basically you're saying that option for school vouchers and that theme. But let me just read it to you. First one, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Second one, to stop Texas, show me your papers, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person doesn't have proof of citizenship of them. To address gun violence and mass shooting with our common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if have mental illness history. To support public school by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. So you're saying that public school vouchers, right?
Stop school vouchers, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst things about Texas anti-abortion laws? The first one, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Next one, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is a risk. Next one, requires a forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Next one, punishes doctors who perform medically necessary abortion with prison. And last one, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the states to get a legal abortion.
I'll go with the first one. Takes away. Right.
Okay. Thank you. Well, right. What is your gender? Just confirm.
Female.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be African-American or Black, of Asian or Hispanic island descent, white, Caucasian?
I'm Caucasian, white.
All right, thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Finally, Mark, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. So the first one, TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
MSNBC, usually.
Okay, so you regularly use each following to, I mean, that channel to get your news or entertainment?
Oh, news. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. News.
Okay. Apologies for that. Yeah, just to confirm, going back to questions, so you will need to mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. So the first one, TV channels like MSNBC or CNN. So you regularly use it or not? Okay. Next one, Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Thank you. Next one, TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
Thank you. Next one, TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Thank you. Next one, Facebook, Meta?
No.
And last one, YouTube TV?
To get my news or entertainment, yes, I do use YouTube.
Okay, thank
they
you.
They should put newspaper there. A lot of us read the newspaper.
All right. So, yeah, I thank you so much for that feedback as well. So this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, okay?
Have a nice weekend. Bye.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. Bye.